are a conservative, Bible-believing church where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us. You know, we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. We've been talking about, from our healing school, about the coronavirus and what's taking place in the earth today. And we want you to know that the devil is never going to beat God, ever. He's already defeated, and God's given us the victory over him. So I want to pick up where we left off yesterday and continue looking at the wiles of the enemy, but the power of God. And so we were looking at Psalm 23, and what an incredible psalm, and we've been reading it from the Voice translation. But let's pick up where we left off yesterday. God bless you. You got to remember, the devil wants to shut the church down. It's been his agenda from day one. I said last night in service, from the day of Pentecost, that's when the Holy Spirit came and the church age began. From then on, he tried to stop the church from being established. He tried, he whipped, he bruised, he stoned, he tried to kill, he did. He had them martyred, all the apostles, excepting for John. But the apostles were all martyred and killed. Why? Because he did not want the word of God going out. He did not want the good news of the gospel going out. Amen. The devil is trying, and he sees the opportunity right now. No church service. There are many churches, like I said, that don't have the ability to do what we're doing and live stream. Amen. And so he's shutting down churches. Listen to this. There is funding for the public schools, but they've said there's no funding for the private schools. Now, the majority of private schools in our area are Christian. Christian-based. So he's trying to shut down Christianity. You've got to get an awareness of what's taking place. We're in the end times right now, and he knows his time is short, according to Revelation 12:12. He knows his time is short, and so he's trying to shut us up now before we can get more people saved. And remember, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4:4 that the devil, the god of this world's systems, is blinding the minds of the people so they don't see the glorious light of the gospel. He's trying to shut the gospel down. It's been his plan from day one. He wants to shut down the gospel, and anyone preaching it, he wants to stop. So he's been pretty successful and effective in the fact that now you can't have gatherings over certain amounts. I think churches was 500. They're bringing it down. I don't know. But he's been pretty effective in that. But God is never caught unawares. When God gave the intelligence to mankind to come up with the internet, God said, this will be used for good. Right now, I'm streaming in South Africa. I'm streaming in China. I'm streaming in the Middle East. I'm streaming all over America. Why? Because of technology. Technology is meant to be used for the kingdom of God. But the kingdom of the enemy comes in with his pornography and his lies and all that terrible stuff, and he also tries to use it for his benefit. Amen. Remember, he's trying to shut down the word of God. You see it in some of our laws. Some of our laws, hate speech if you agree with the word of God. He's trying to close the word down, and this is his big and last hurrah as far as I'm concerned. He's trying everything to stop us right now, but he ain't going to succeed. Because I'm not the only pastor.
the apostle. I have an apostolic anointing in my life. I'm not the only one that's going to get up and say, no, you're not pushing us. We're pushing back. And we're pushing back harder than what you're pushing. And we're binding the spirit of infirmity. We're binding the demons that come at you trying to stop our voice from being heard. Remember, when David took on Goliath, Goliath spoke and said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do the other. And then David spoke five times more and said, no, no, big boy, yes, I was going down, because you're not coming against me. The battle's not mine. The battle is the Lord's. I'm in covenant with my God. I've been covered by the blood of the Lamb. I have a covenant right for healing, for protection, for deliverance, and you cannot overcome the blood of Jesus. There is nothing that can come against the blood of the Lamb. There is nobody more powerful than the blood of the Lamb. There's no kingdom more powerful than the blood of the Lamb. And so that is how we overcome the devil. He says in Revelation 12:11, he says they overcame him, the saints overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. What are you covered by God? You're in covenant. Are you speaking life? We push back in the name of Jesus. We will not be shut up. We will not be silenced.
Amen.
Amen. Woo.
Thank you, Jesus.
He says, you spread out a table before me, provisions in the midst of attack from my enemies. You care for all my needs. You care for all my needs. God cares about what we're going through, and He's got the means to change things for us. We're standing in faith, and I believe because of the Christians that are standing in faith, that this place, this thing hasn't got completely out of hand, and everybody's infected with this stuff. It's because of the prayers of the children of God, the pushing back of the people that are not going to be silenced. We're saying no. We have prayer in the morning at 8, we have prayer in the evening at 8, every day. Every day. I gave you the numbers and I'll give them to you again at the end of this. But we can all be praying. We should all be praying at home, and we pray in faith. You know, the Bible says in Mark 11, 22 through 24, He says, have faith in God. The breakdown of that, the actual translation is, have the God kind of faith. What is the God kind of faith? God calls things that He wants. Calls things that are not as though they were. And so He says, have the God kind of faith, for whosoever says to this tree or this mountain of coronavirus, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe the things that he saith, he shall have whatsoever things he saith. Then He says, therefore what things soever you desire, when you pray, not if you pray, when you pray,
amen,
for anything you desire.
That's right.
He says, when you pray, believe you receive it, and then you will have it. When you pray, believe you receive it, then you'll get it. So I've got to believe I've got it as my prayer is finished. And then if I continue in faith, believing that, I will walk in the faith and the victory of that word. So as we're praying, don't pray. This is not a gospel casino. We're just wishing and hoping. I can't. That drives me nuts. People, I'm just wishing and hoping. You know, I hope you heard my prayer. Then you don't know His will. 1 John 5:14 says, this is the confidence that we have in God, that if we ask Him anything according to His will, He hears us. And if He hears us and we know that He hears us, then we know we have the petition we have desired from Him.
Amen.
There's no ifs, buts, and doubts about it. The will of God is the Word of God. I know the will of God by the Word of God. And so what is the Word of God concerning healing? God wishes above all things that we would be prosperous and be in health, even as our soul prospers. He took a whipping on His back. By the stripes on His back, we are healed. Jesus Himself, Romans 8:17, Jesus Himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. I know God's will concerning what's taking place, and I know God's will about protection. I'm reading it. He says, in the midst of your enemy, in the midst of the coronas, in the midst of the attacks, in the midst of the no money, He will prepare a table for you right there, and you will eat at peace. Amen. He's my shepherd. He provides me green fields. He lays me down by the pastures. I mean, think, I'm full. My belly's full. I'm satisfied. I'm safe. I'm protected. I sleep. People that are nervous don't sleep. God's sheep sleep.
Amen.
Amen. But don't be a sleepy sheepy. You need to be up and about now. You need to be active. Amen. All right. Now watch this. He says, so you spread out a table before me, provisions in the midst of attack from my enemies. You care for all my needs. Wow. All of them. Simply for the fact that I don't have gas money. No, that's a need. He cares about that. Simply for the fact that I don't have toilet paper because everyone's buying it up. No, that's a need. He will take care of you. Come on, you got to get the Word of God. You got to appropriate the Word of God. You got to believe it. You got to walk in it. Amen. He says, you care for all my needs, anointing my head with soothing, fragrant oil. You see, we've got the anointing, family. We've got the anointing. You know, they used to anoint the sheep. They put oil on their heads in case they bash their heads against a rock and get cuts and stuff, and also stop them from the lice, etc., etc. But that is an anointing oil that God's talking about for our lives. We have an anointing. In fact, 1 Corinthians 2:21, I believe it is, says, and he that has anointed you is God. He that has anointed you is God. He anoints my head with oil. He anoints me with authority. He anoints me with strength. He anoints me with joy. He anoints me with peace. He anoints me with protection. Amen. Come on, you got to get this stuff. Amen. You are not the ones. You're not the victims. You are the victorious ones. Don't get into that place of, I'm a victim. Why is this happening now? What's going on? Lord, why me? Who me? How me? When me? Forget that stuff and say, hey, I speak to that stuff in the name of Jesus, and I command you to move. Amen. Get into the sea. Amen. Come on. Amen. Now watch, filling my cup again and again with your grace. Amen. Woo! With your grace, my cup runneth over, David said, right? He says, you care for all my needs, anointing my head with soothing, fragrant oil, filling my cup again and again and again and again and again and again and again. I messed it up and again. I messed it up again and again. He came. I did this and again he came. His grace is sufficient for you. When Paul the apostle said to him, Lord, I can't handle this buffeting. I can't stand it. It's too much for me. Three times he cried out. Jesus said to him, my grace is sufficient. It's more than enough, and your cup happens to be running over with grace again and again and again. You can be victorious in every area. Amen. 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 I get excited about this kind of stuff. I mean, isn't God just too amazing? Wow. Goodness gracious. He says, yeah, certainly your faithful protection. Oh, what did you just say? Certainly your faithful protection. Now, this is a translation different to the King James, and we've got all different translations, and it makes it easier to understand what their original intent was when they wrote it down, which was written in the Aramaic, translated from Greek and the other thing, e pluribus, Latin, and all the translations that came. But these people have told you what it means. Like today, when I say, hey, you're bad, it means you're cool, you're good, you're hot. When I say, shut up, when you're talking to me, I say, shut up, it means tell me more. Right? I mean, really. So now people 100 years from now, if you say shut up to them, they'll smack you. But if they go to the translation in the Strong's Concordance about shut up or in the Oxford, they'll see it means tell me more. That's interesting. Yeah, so we have to go to the translations of other places in the concordances and other ways of finding this out. And this is a breakdown because the Greek and the other words are so much more profound than the English words, because English word is pretty limited. One word means one thing, but the Greek one word means 10 things, and the Hebrew and those others. So this is a breakdown. So it says, certainly your faithful protection, your faithful protection. I love that. And loving provision. Woo, man. Your faithful protection and loving provision will pursue me.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m.